Okay, today's daf is daf mem. We just got finished discussing what to do about the etrog. Why it is that the etrog is different than the lulav? Because the lulav was a shishi shenichras shvius, because it goes according to the zman of the chanata. Mashen ken, the etrog is a shvius because it goes according to the zman of lekita. And that's where we were up to, which is one third of the way down. Now, asks the Gemara today, we're troubled by the other issue. I mean, the only reason that we've said that the lulav is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas, and therefore could be used to absorb the costs of the etrog, we said, Bavlo, is because the lulav happened to be from the sixth year, because we go according to when it was chonit. Problem is that, I mean, isn't the lulav just basically a piece of wood? How is there dinim of shvius on stam, on a piece of wood, or is that just a din in peirot? Well, the truth is that the Torah never identifies dafka, the fruit, as the thing that shvius is chala. However, we'll see that it does speak about eating. Last I heard, you can't eat a lulav. And we, therefore, the Gemara is interested now to ask, Taima, says the Gemara, the lulav bar shishita nichnas l'shvi'it hu. The only reason that we said that the lulav isn't kodesh in our case, v'kedushat shvi'it, is because it happens to be a bar shishit. Had the shvi'it kadosh? Had it been a lulav of shmita, indeed it would have been a kodosh lulav, and you wouldn't have been able to buy it from the Amoret any more than you could buy the etrog. Problem is, am I eitzim b'yamu ve'eitzim ein mei mikedushat shviyit? Is it anything other than a piece of wood? Generally speaking, a piece of wood doesn't have kedushat shviyit. V'tanya, alei kanim v'alei gefanim. If you have those thin leaves, they can be used for animal feed. And on that, there is a din of shviyit. So over here, you took the leaves of the gefen, or the leaves of bamboo. And you would gavavan, you gathered them together after they had fallen, l'chuval p'nei asadeh, in order to keep them all gathered, hidden. It's a lotion of machbeh, Rashi says, or Tosu says it's a lotion of but where does chuvah come to mean storage? The chora only from the word to be mechabe, to hide something, right?
That's what Rashi says.
Yeah. There's another, okay, I can't remember now what the other suggestions as to where that lotion comes from, I can't remember. In any event, it says over here that it depends. Lakdam lachila, if you had gathered them together in order to feed your animal, then yesh behem mishum kedushat shvi'it, laktan la'itzim. But if they were gathered to be used as wood, meaning you were going to use them as fuel, ein behem mishum kedushat shvi'it. Now, isn't a lulav, I mean, essentially a lulav is wood? It's certainly not re'el afila. Hold on a second. It's not the focus here is not specifically on achila. Achila is a general word for consumption, to consume. The fire consumes. The reason that fire consuming etzim is not considered to be the equivalent of your achila is actually a rather sophisticated reason. It's not that it needs to be human eating that is koveya the kedusha shviyas. It's because the way that the Torah defined the overall usage of shviyas was on the surface contradictory. Shani hatam diyamakra lachem la'ochla. Now we know that lachem, whenever it says lachem, it means l'kol tzorchechem. It's the word lachem we always darshan. It's yours. Use it for any purpose that you need. And then you turn around and you say la'ochla. I mean, which one is it? Is it lachem or is it la'ochla? Should you say la'ochla? Therefore, it's coming to teach me lachem dumya de la'ochla. It has to be a usage that you make of it that is similar to your actual eating. Now, there's something unique about eating. What's unique about eating is that you enjoy the eating as you eat, and therefore the object that you're eating is consumed. It's true, you could say, that your further hana'a takes place later, where the energy is metabolized and so on, right? But the fact is that your physical pleasure, the way that you relate to this thing, is basically takes place along with the actual loss of the object. So the consumption of the object and the consumption in terms of your own hana'a are the same. That's called hana'ato uvioro shave. The pleasure that you derive from it and the consuming of the object come hand in hand. But if you analyze etzim, when they're used for burning, the main energy and use that you get of these etzim is after the etzim are destroyed. Because as soon as you light the etz, basically you carbonize it, and now you continue to burn the carbon for many hours, like on a barbecue and so on, but the etz is kaput already. You've destroyed the wood. You destroyed the wood in the first few seconds, basically. It's ruined. Now what you've got is charcoal. Now the main hana that you're going to get is from the charcoal, because that's where the main energy is. In which case, the hana'atan, the main hana'akam, is achar biuran, comes after the destruction of the object. Very sophisticated idea. And therefore it's not similar to achila. And therefore the Torah did not give it to you for those kind of purposes. Because that's almost as if there's two stages. First we'll ruin it, then we'll enjoy it. No. Shviya says a kedusha. If you're going to ruin it, it has to be in the act of enjoyment, in the act of consumption. Asks the Gemara, I mean, how can you make a rule about that? I mean, there are etzim, for instance, etzim de mashkan. You have a very oily wood, which is used, like for torches. You see those old torches that they carry with the, where you actually use it for light. I mean, over there, the main hana is at the same time. So etzim de mashkan da hana atanu biran shaveh. How about that? Omar Rava, stam etzim la'asakain omdi. Look, normally, I mean, come on, how many times did you see a guy walking down the street carrying an etzim mashkan for a torch? Come on. I mean, mostly wood, including etzim demashkan, mostly wood is used for energy in terms of heating. And if that's the case, if it's emed la'asaka, then it's not hana'atanu biran shav. Mashem kena. Let's talk about our lulav. It's true, our lulav is not edible, but on the other hand, neither is our lulav a wood that's used for hasaka. So what is a lulav usually used for? Well, it sounds funny today, but actually a lulav is usually used for a broom.
You saw yesterday.
The
kids, they were cleaning up the sukkah.
They were using the lulav as the broom.
My kid won't think it's funny.
What else do you do with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was used to stab your friends in school. I see. You're one of the old-fashioned families who tries to. Interesting. So, what is that considered to be? That's hana'atanu biran shaveh. It gets consumed, it gets used, as you're having the pleasure of using it, correct? You're wearing it away. Therefore, a lulav is indeed chayiv in shviyas, very surprisingly. Because the type of ana'a as a broom is considered to be ana'atanu biratan shaveh. It's interesting that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that nowadays, since we don't use a lulav as brooms, it's no longer chayiv in kedush shviyas. At all. It's not, we don't have a normal use of ana'a. It's certainly not used for burning. It's not not a type of wood that's burning. So it's something that's not,
I use it.
Well, you can force it to burn. Specialized uses for beer chametz.
Right.
Okay, so that explains it. By the way, says the Gemara, once we're on the topic, you should know that the question of etzim lahasaka is tanoihi. This halakha of whether the way to analyze the relationship of lachem la'ochla is in terms of having the biuran and hana'atan shaveh is itself a machlokas tanoim. Not everybody agrees that that's the way to strike a compromise between the lachem and the lo'achla. There's another approach. Because look at the following. Netanya. Ein masrim perot shviit lo lemishra velo lekvusa. You don't give over products of Shemitah. Let's say you have some nice white wine. Right? You want to use this white wine. It's got alcohol in it, shmark, clear. Use it for clothes washing. So you give it to a laundry for cleaning. Or give it to a pishtan manufacturer to steep the raw pishtan in order to break it down faster. And the pishtan has to go through a long period of soaking, mishra. Boy, does that wreck the wine, but good, and but fast. So in these cases, you're not allowed to use perot shviit for such things. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, why not, Musri? My Tana the Tana Kama, why does the Tana Kama say you can't use wine for laundry? The Torah says, lo achla. So you're supposed to have you're supposed to have a pleasure of eating out of the produce of the Shabbos Oretz. That does not include food, does not include using it for breaking down pishtan or using it to wash your clothes. What's the svar of my time to Rabbi Yossi? Says Rabbi Yossi, well, how can you stop at lochla? I mean, the Torah says, lochem lochla, lochem means for any tzarech that you have, lochol tzarechichem. You can even use it for laundry. What does the Tana Kama do with the fact that it says lachem? The Tana Kama ksiv lachem. Oh, says the Tana Kama. That comes to tell me lachem dumya de lo achla. What's the dumya de lo achla? Misha na'ato uviyoro shave. Someone who is enjoying it at the same time that he's consuming it. Yatzu mishro kvusashe na'atan achar biuran. The moment that you put that pishtan in for just a few minutes, the wine is wrecked. You put your dirty clothes into that wine, the wine is wrecked. Now the question is, when are you going to be nene from the wine's effect on the clothes? After you finish the laundry. Okay, that's going to be 3 days later. When you put on now your clean shirt, it'll be nice and clean because of the delicious Hermon white. No, but that's not exactly at the same time that you're destroying the Hermon white, right? So therefore, it doesn't include that. And what about Rabbi Yossi? How can Rabbi Yossi say lachem, lechol tzarchechem, even for washing your clothes, does it not say lo'ochla? Oh, says Rabbi Yossi, that just means lo'ochla v'lo l'melugma, that you can eat it, but you cannot make out of it some type of potion, which is there to cure you of your ills, but which no normal person would eat. So that's called ruining it. That's the thing you can't use. What's wrong with saying how do you know that you're allowed to use it for the laundry? No, because it says lachem. What do you mean? Okay. So can you tell us what you really tried to say? I mean, basically, you're telling us that you've decided that the way to strike the balance between the lochla and the lachem is to focus on something about a malugma as opposed to the general understanding that we have that the consumption has to come at the same time as the anaki. Explain why. Tell me. Why do you say that to use wine in a laundromat, that makes sense? But lotziat malugma, the Torah is coming to tell me it has to be similar to lochla, but not to use it for a refuah. I mean, to my brain, my simple brain, using it for a refuah is more similar to eating it than putting it into a washing machine. Now, well, where do you come off saying that the thing that the Torah wants to exclude is using it as a refuah? Says Rabbi Yossi, very simple. Marba niyata kvusa. Look, let me ask you something. Everybody needs to eat. Everybody needs to wash their clothes. So it's shaveh b'chol adam. I say, what is the Torah saying when it's comparing lachem lo'achla? It's saying any lachem, which is as universal as lo'achla, that you're allowed to use. It's something that everybody needs. In those days, it wasn't part of the Klal Yisrael's Messiah not to use washing machines. Mm-hmm. So therefore, everybody needed washing machines. So memela, the wine, you could put in a washing machine. But malugma, only somebody who's ill needs a malugma. So motzi aniyata malugma, she'ina shava l'chol adam. That is not part of the normal human condition. That's part only of an abnormalcy that we call illness. And that, the Torah is saying, is not part of the tzerech similar to achila, and therefore Shemitah is not given for such usages. So this now is the machlokas tanaim that we said before. Clearly there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi and Rabban as to whether the way to darshan the similarity of lachem la'ochla is to tell me any usage in which the consumption of the object comes at the same time the dikrat noah is, and only that. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, it comes to tell me any usage which is universal, similar to achila, is yours. Very, very different way of looking at it. And that's, of course, what we were referring to earlier when we said, kitanoi. Stam etzim, kitanoi. Man tana lo de tana rabbanan. Who is the author, then, of the following brayta? Lo achla v'lo lemelugma. You can use the Shabbat ha'aretz to eat, but not for a potion. Lo achla v'lo leziluf. You can use the wine of Shvius to eat, but not as a spray for your room deodorant. Lo achla v'lo lasot mimeno apiktoi zan. You can use it for eating, but you cannot use it for an emetic. You know that whenever we take Greek and Latin words, we turn them into something that has similarity to the Hebrew. You know that. We don't just import words. We make them into Hebrew words, right? This is done all the time. Kapandria, ad afikta mika. So here also, afiktozan is an emetic in Greek, but we use it for afik tve zin mazon. Get too much food out. Right? And so on. It's like all of these cute words that we use. So it means don't use it as an emetic. Now obviously that's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's standard for what usage is permissible is what is the universal usage. I mean, Rabbanan, this is a pretty weird thing to focus on according to Rabbanan, when you're telling me I 90% of things that I'm going to be using, wood, all of the wood that grows out there in Shvius, according to Rabbanan, I can't use. According to Rabbi Yossi, I can use. You're telling me the Brisa is leaving that out? Obviously, this is going on the Ali with Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan, Ikadami, Mishrok, Fusami, you got all these other usages. You can't just say, the case that Torah is not telling me not to use it, don't use it as an emetic. I mean, it's cute. Use it to eat, not to throw up. It's a cute Russia. But, I mean, obviously, it can't be going Ali with Rabbanan. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Furthermore, once we already raised the issue of chilul of shvius, where did we raise that? We said, well, the guy made a mistake if he would actually give too much money over into the hands of an amaretz of moy shvius, because he bought something he shouldn't have bought so much. Now the kedusha of shvius is on the money, so he has to be mechal of the money. That's an interesting machloket. Can you be mechal of the money? Because remember, there's two ways of transferring Kedusha. One is a straight-out sale. I have something that's Kodesh. I exchange it for something else in a sale. Like just happened over here. The Yamoritz had something that was Kodesh. He sold it to me. Took my money. Now his money becomes Kodesh. Money that I gave him becomes Kodesh, right? I could do that with Kodesh also. If I sell Meiser. So now what it is that was sold becomes Kodesh, and the Meiser will now be Pondui. If I sell Kodesh, Gizbor goes ahead and sells me an animal that belongs to Hegdash. So now the animal goes out Lechulin. When I buy it, my money becomes Kodesh. That's called Derech Mekach. Now obviously when it comes to Kodesh, we also have Derech Chilul. Because the Torah says Beferish, Ufada Kerekacha. You can be poted. So you simply take the money and you say, the Kedusha on this object is hereby transferred to this object, to the money. That's called chilul. So you could do it either way. But when it comes to Shemitah, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Shvi'it mitchalelet ela... Sorry, Rabbi Lozer. It says Rabbi Lozer, Omer Rabbi Lozer, Ein Shvi'it mitchalelet ela derech mekach. The only way that you could take off Kedusha Shviyas is in an act of buying and selling. But you can't just say, I do hereby transfer the Kedusha of Shviyas on this object to another object. That you can't do. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, why not? Bein derech mekach, bein derech chiluch. My time at the Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar insist that Shemitah is only derech mekach u'memka? Tichtiv bishnat hayovel hazot, which is followed by the very next posik, v'chi timkru mimkar la'amitecha. What does that have to do with it? Oh, coming to tell me, the dinim of Kedusha, of Shemitah and Yovel, is derech mekach v'lo derech chilul. And Rabbi Yochanan, how does he get the idea that actually you could be mechalal shvius also through an act of chilul? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Yovel hi kodesh, tielachem. Ma kodesh ben derech mekach ben derech chilul? Av shvius ben derech mekach ben derech chilul. Are we all agreed that certainly kodesh, it says before, shupada be'erkecha v'yosif v'cha mishito. Then it says, v'nimkar be'erkecha, true? Nimkar b'yarkecha as mekach u'memka. Upadam b'yarkecha as pidyon. Derech chilo. Nobody's going to argue with me about Kodesh. Well, the Torah specifically compares Yovel and Shemitah to Kodesh. Yovel, he Kodesh. Ma Kodesh ben derech mekach, ben derech chilo. Av shviz ben derech mekach, ben derech chilo. Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the fact that the Torah is somich, the din of kitimkru memka lamitecha, to the din of Kadesh when it comes to Yoiva? Why doesn't he take the same step that Rabbi Lozer says? Yes, Enochinami, it's Kadesh that you're able to be Mechal. But nonetheless, the Torah is limiting it to Memkar Mekach. It says, Tiktimku Memkar Lamitecha. Why is it that he disagrees with Rabbi Lozer? What's he going to do with the Svichuta Memkar? Ah, Ahumi Boy Leilik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. That, my friends, is a long and lengthy understanding of the whole parsha. If you recall, Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Chanina analyzes the entire parsha. Rashi brings it in Chumash, that each one of these averas leads gradually to the next avera and shows us what happens. So here the Gemara is going to bring it very much pekitzur.
I understand.
He snuck in, meaning that he left the thermos bottle back there, or he left a little thing that he carried his illegal cups in.
He didn't do that.
That's Tila Shachar. So the last part of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, just to say it, the kitzer, is Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Borei Kama Kosha Afka Shal Shviyas, etc., 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 etc. That Vechule is a long etc. So then he wants to show you the terrible things that happen. A person just starts, what's he doing? He's not Chas V'Shalom, he's not going to be over on the real Isurim, the Raisa, or the Loza says, to actually work his field during Shemitah. He's over on Afka Shal Shviyas. He sells a little bit too much of the peiros that's already derech mekach, derech schera. He does schera beperos shviyas. What happens to this guy? Adam no save and otain beperos shviyas. In the end, he ends up selling his house, selling his kalim, selling his own body. We're just going to bring that last part. Kitim gru memka. So the sof mocharet metal talav et kelav shenamer bishnata yovel azot ashuv yishalach uzato. It gets worse and worse. The first he sells his field, his house, his metalkal and his body, and then it really gets bad. He sells his car. Anyway, so
it's come to this.
It's come to this, indeed. There are segments of the population about which that can be said. So in any event, how do we see it? Says Rabbi Yosef Ruchanin. He says, Bishnatz ha-yovel ha-zeis tashuvu ish al-akuzato. What does it say right afterwards? V'chim tzim kirumem kalamitecha. What's the connection? Aha. Someone who wasn't properly shemer on the Shnatz ha-yovel ha-zeis, in the end, he sells mem kalamitecha. Okay, so that explains why he doesn't see that as telling me that it's dafka derech mekach u'memka. But l'maisa min Rebbe Lazar, The Torah does compare Yovel to Kodesh, right? Kodeshu. So why doesn't Rabbi Elazar agree with Rabbi Yochanan that the way to understand the Pasuk, therefore, is indeed that you could do it either Derech Mekach or Derech Hilo, and read this Pasuk about Kitim Grumemka. Read it the way Rabbi Yosef Chanina read it. What forces him to say such an unusual thing that it's possible to transfer Kedusha, but only Derech Mekach Umemka? So Rabbi Elazar, I grow the Rabbi Yochanan Mayavidli. What does Rabbi Elazar do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan that indicates that Shvius, Kedusha Shvius, and Kedusha Yovel goes off either B'mekach or Derech Hilo? Oh, he says, that's something else. That comes to tell me, as the Braita explains, look at the Tanya. What's the meaning of the words Ki Yovel Yi Kedesh Yelachet? Just like Kadesh is Tefes at Damav, Av Shvi'it, Tefeset at Damel. It's in a case where Kadesh is exchanged. What happens? The Kadesh, the value of the Kedusha, now the Isurim and so on, go on to whatever you used as the thing that you were Mechalal and honor, that you sold it for. So I know that the Kadesh could be Yotze L'chulin, and now the thing that I used, whether it's money or Paris or whatever it was, that was exchanged for the Kodesh, now that becomes Kodesh in its place. So therefore, comes to me, you should know that that's true of Shemitah as well, which is a very unusual thing. I mean, we have a piece of treifa meat, and you sell it to somebody. The money doesn't become treif. Over here, you sell a piece of Shemitah, the money becomes Shvius. So how do I know that? That I know only from the comparison to the Kedusha of Hegdish that the Torah makes over here with the Paris of Shemitah and Yovel. Okay, it's a tremendous Kiddush. I mean, what do I need for it to be more than that, says Rabbi Elazar? Ah, you'll ask me, if that's the case, Ima Kodesh Tofes Damav Yotze L'chulin. Hold on a second. When I sell Kedush, the Kadesh is no longer Kadesh. So now you're going to tell me, I have peros that grew during Shvius. If I sell those peros, so now those peros no longer have dinim of Shvius. Now you don't have to keep them bikadusha, you don't have to be mavayer them at the correct time, you're allowed to waste them and so on. I mean, that's what you're saying, right? You're saying, the Torah is comparing it to Kadesh. So av Shvius tofeset et amea, if you're ready to say that the Shvius can now be chal, it grabs, so to speak, holds on to the money that was exchanged for it, so it should also be Yotzei L'chulin, the same way that Kodesh is Yotzei L'chulin. Talmud Lomar, in order to avoid that implication, the Torah specifically adds, Ki Yovelu Kodesh Tihye Lachem. Tihye, remember, is always a key word in continuing one existential state. Tihye. Behavayato, whatever its being is not changed. So the Havaya remains unchanged, so it's existentially Shvius. It's just that the money has now absorbed also the Kiddush of Shvius. That's how it's similar to an idea of Tumura that we have by Kurdish. If I do an exchange of one animal, so now both of them are Kodesh. Vayahu Tumurato Yeh Kodesh. So over here, the Shemitah remains Kodesh. The actual object that grew in the ground is Kodesh. And the money that was exchanged for it, or the other pri, for that matter, that was exchanged for it, becomes Kodesh just like the Shvius is.
Why would
we
do that?
Amen.
What does it accomplish?
There's many, many things he could accomplish. First of all, suppose he's being chased by aliens who threaten him that unless he gets rid of that, they're going to take him up to their spaceship and do these horrific experiments. Unmentionable, not that unmentionable, because he makes a lot of money selling the story, but unmentionable. Would that be a valuable usage? He's smiling. He doesn't think that's a good usage. There's many reasons to do that. First of all, you went to a lot of tircha. You want to sell it, make a profit. You collected an extra esrog, you want to sell it. I understand. What are you going to do with an extra esrog? You have nothing to do with it. If you have money, you can eat it. You can buy something else and eat it. No? And what's the kasha? Besides which, as we'll see, an object exchanged for shmias is one step closer to actually getting rid of the kedusha. Because this din of tiyah is only on the first object that actually grew from the ground of shmias. That always remains kodesh b'kedusha shmias. But from that point on, every exchange, indeed, the tiyah isn't set on it. So every exchange from that point on follows the same rules as the exchange of kodesh. So let's call object A, that actually grew in the ground, is kodesh b'kedusha shmias. Exchange object A for item 1. So now item 1 also becomes kodesh. Exchange now item 1 for item 2. Item 2 becomes kodesh, but item 1 is now not kodesh, because it was exchanged. Right? Show that to the aliens. Boy, they'll go find themselves another planet, let me tell you. Okay, so what does this add up to now in practical terms? It adds up like this. Let's say, lokach perot beperot shvit basar. You bring in your perot shvias, you exchange it in the butcher shop for some meat, right? Okay, so now both the meat and the perot shvias have the same din of biur. So whatever the din was of biur on the original perot, you now have to get rid of your meat. Now suppose you exchange, you take the meat and exchange it for fish. So now the meat is no longer kodesh b'kedusha shvias. Yotza basar v'nichnesu dagim. Now the fish is kodesh b'kedusha shvias. Lokach b'dagim yayin. Exchange the fish for wine. Now the fish are no longer kodesh b'kedusha shvias and the wine is kodesh b'kedusha shvias. Lokach b'yayin shemen. Yotza yayin v'nichnesu shemen. Haketzatu. In other words, what's happening here? Achron achron nichnesu b'shvias. The last of the exchange series is what becomes kodesh b'kedusha shvias, but the priatzmo, the actual unit that grew in the ground, never loses its shem shvias, and that remains asur. Now, can I just please point out to you, this was a very long brisa, and you notice that it never used any word but lakach. Now, why is that? How come it always used the word lakach b'xy, lakach b'yz? Understand what you have to say lakach. Why can't you say chilel habasar al adagim? I mean, just for variety, you know. If you're telling me all the time lakach, it must be miniktani lakach, 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 lakach. Ama derech mekachin derech chilelo. The brayta is going out of its way. Otherwise, what's the point of this? Repeat so many cases. You're trying to make a point. You understand how it's possible to get a transference of kedusha shvias through bartering, but certainly not through making a statement, I do hereby transfer the kedusha. There's no such animal. So this is clearly going on Libet Rabbi Elazar, who holds that the Torah compares shvias to v'chitim kiru memkar la'amitecha, dafka if you're buying and selling. Now there's also Tainik Avasid Rabbi Yochanan, there's another braita. That is clearly yes going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because there it says, Echad Shvi'is, V'echad Maaser Sheini, Mit Chalelin. Here it says, Beferish, whether you're dealing with a Nechilol of Shemitah, you're dealing Paris of Shemitah, you're dealing with a Nechilol of Paris of Maaser Sheini, you can take an animal, Behema, Chaya Ba'of, and it doesn't matter if that animal is alive or dead, Ben Chayin, Ben Shkutin, even if it's a live animal, it basically represents something that's Roy Lachila, or it's Roy Lachrova, the Meiser, and there's no problem. So this is Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, yes, you're right, theoretically there's no problem. However, in practical terms, you should only use Shkutin, only animals that have already been shechted can you use for Chilol. But al chayin lein mitchalalin. Do not use live animals to carry kedusha shvias or kedusha meiser. Tosha says it's only if it's not in Yerushalayim. Talking about meiser sheni chutz Yerushalayim. Is meiser sheni in Yerushalayim? It says beferish that you buy shlamim with it. Okay, fine. So that's the case. Whatever the case is. Wait. Why not? Gezerah shem yegadel mehem adarim. We're worried if we allow a guy to buy a live animal. What if he decides not to shecht it? What if he decides, wouldn't it be better if we turn this into 100 animals 5 years from now. Better usage than my filling my belly right now, right? Okay, so first of all, if it comes to Shrim, he's going to be over on Biur. Furthermore, he's going to be over on Schora. I mean, everything he's doing wrong. When it comes to Miser, the Torah says, Beferish Shana Shana, you're supposed to be consuming the Miser in that year. And worse comes to worse, if you don't do it in that year, by the time the third year, the sixth year comes around, you have an absolute Chiyav. Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayit. So there's something similar between Shemitah and Miser Richi. Both of them have this din of Biur, in a sense. You're going to be over on both of them on that. Not to mention all the other things that you're doing wrong. So, Memela, in order to avoid such situation, don't lead us to temptation. Deliver us from evil. And therefore, it's best. You don't know the Lord's Prayer? What's going on over here? What's with you guys? Nobody listened to Arthur Godfrey time around here. So, can you imagine a show in the U.S. beginning with the Lord's Prayer every morning? Right? Boy, have times changed. So, in any event, it's a gezeira shema yigadel mehem adarim. We're worried that you're going to end up growing whole flocks of these things and not eating them, and therefore being over on various Yisurin of Shvias and of Meiser. Omarava machloket bizecharim. We are only going to argue about the males. In the Kevod, divrei hakol, al shvatin mitchalalim, al chayim ein mitchalalim. When it comes to the females, there already everybody is made of that. Of course we're chayshe shema yigadel mehen. And over there, gezera shema yigadel mehem adorim. And okay, the Rabbanan over here wanted, they tined we should be gezer for Zechorim as well, even though Lamaisa, obviously you don't need many males to be Megadol Adarim. What would be the point of keeping the males around? In Achinami. The women haven't, thank God the humans haven't figured it out yet. But the Rabbanan were gezer, they're starting. The Rabbanan have been gezer, the Zechorim, up to the Nekeves. Since Lamaisa, if we're going to let you start using live animals, you're not going to be mechalik. I know what you're thinking, Richie. You're not. Your Rabbanan were therefore not mechalik between Zecharim and Nekeves. Good.
Beg your pardon?
Let's try that again. Says the Gemara. You're telling me that the lulav, time of the lulav by shishita nechnas shviit, that's the only reason. How the shviis itself would definitely, the lulav would be kaidesh. Why would a lulav be kaidesh b'dush shviis? Isn't it just eitzim? And eitzim ain't be mishum kedushat shviit? Tetanya alei konim alei gifonim shigov avon lechuva al pnei asadeh. Laktan la'achila yesh be mishum kedushat shviis. Laktan la'eitzim. Ain't bad mishum kedusha shviyas. Shani osin deo makro lochem lochla lochem dumya lochla. Mi shana ato uviuro shave. Yatsu etim shana atam achar biuran. You're not impressed by the sophistication of that idea. It's mamish amazing. Okay. Who would think of such a thing? Nowadays, Mamela, where you're analyzing the different levels of energy usage and so on, but stop. I'm shocked.
Impressed.
Omar Rava. I ba'ik etu the mashkim also biuros and biur on shava. Omar Rava. Stam etzim la'asaka in omdim. Ve'etzim la'asaka bechlau. What the din is actually machlokes tanoi. The Tanya Amos. By the way, there's a beautiful Rashi here, who brings that the way he was taught the Gemara was with the additional word stam etzim la'asaka. Is a machlokas tanoim. And he said, this is the way I was taught it. And from the time I was a kid, I've been spending my years, every time I go to the sugya, trying to figure this out. How could it possibly stam etzim? The rest of the sugya doesn't work that way, and I've used every possible way. There's No way to make that work. And then finally, I found another Girsa, which of course the Girsa in our Gemara. It brings two sources for that other Girsa. But it's just interesting. See, from when I was a kid, it's so beautiful from Rashi to say it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been trying to figure this out, never figured it out. Finally got the Hani Eitzim Da Asaka.
I was bothered by that kind of stuff as a kid also.
Yeah, very good. That's just so nice. Right. Okay, anyway, where is that Rashi?
That's it.
Huh? Torachti minu urai bechol tzidei shitata shasta yashva tanoi hochi garsina, as he changes the girsa. Yeah. So it's, anyway, getting back to Gemara. D'tanya ein mosrim perot shvid lo lamashra velo lekvusa Rabbi Yosef ben Mosrim. My time to Danikama, Damakaloch, Lavalo, the Mishravalo, the Fusa. My time to Rabbi Yossi, Amakalochem, Lachem, Lachotzorchem, Afilin, the Mishravalo, the Fusa, but Tadakama, Xil Lachem, Ahu Lachem, yes, but it has to be Dumi de Lochla, meaning Mishanato Viroshave, certainly can't include Mishravalo, the Fusa, and Atanacha Biuran, Rabbi Yossi, Xil Lochla, Omi Baila Loch, Lavalo, the Lugma, Kitania Lochla, the Lola Melugma. Isn't that what we say when we do Tfilas Kesha? No, that wasn't that enough. Atomer lochla velolamulugma, oena ela velolakvusa, kishomer lachem arelakvusa mur, amani mekayem lochla, lochla velolamulugma, umara itel rabotakvusa lotsietamulugma, marbe anietakvusa, shishaveba koladam. ומציאני את המלוגמה שאין השווה לכל אדם. מנתן, אלא דתן רבנו, לא אוכלו ולא למלוגמה, לא אוכלו ולא לזילוב, לא אוכלו ולא לעשות ממנו אפיק תויזין. כמען כרבי יוסי, די רבנן, היקנמי מישהו כפוסה, how do we leave that out? אומר רבי אלעזר, אין שוויץ בתחללת, אלא דרך מקח. רבי יוחנן אמר, בין דרך מקח, בין דרך חילו. מה הייתה מלרבי אלעזר דכתי בשנת היובל הזאת? ושמח לבי חיתים קרום ממכר דרך מקח ולא דרך הילול. רבי אוכל למה תאימה? תכתיב כי יובל היא קודש, מה קודש בדרך מקח? בין דרך הילול, אף שביעית בין דרך מקח, בין דרך הילול. רבי אוכל נהי כי חיתים קרום ממכר, מהי עביד לי? מבוא אליי לנקר רבי יוסי ברבי חנינה. דתניה אמר רבי יוסי ברבי חנינה, בואו ראי כמה כושר, אף כושר שביעס, etc., etc., etc. אדם לא עושה מנותם בפירות שביעס, לסוף בוחרת מטלת אליו, ואת כליו, שנאמר בשנת היובל הזאת, תשובו איש על אחוזתו, וסומך לב החיתים קרומים קר למיתך. ורבי אלעזר, היי קרד רבי יוחנן, מה יעבד לי? מבואי לי לקיד את עניה, כי יובל היא קדש, what's the compared to the קדש? מה קדש תופס את עמד? אף שביעית תופסת את המאה. תניא כבשת רבי אלעזר ותניא כבשת רבי יוחנן. תניא כבשת רבי אלעזר, שביעית תופסת את המאה. שנאמר כי יובל היא קודש יהיה לכם. מה קודש תופס את המאה ואסור, אף שביעית תופסת את המאה ואסורה. You'll ask me if that's the case. אם הקודש תופס את המאה ויוצא לחולין, אף שביעית תופסת את המאה ויוצאת לחולין, תמיד לומר תהיה בהווייתה תהי. הכיצד? לקח בפירות שביעית בשר, אלו ואלו מדברים בשביעית. לקח בבשר דגים, יצא בשר ונכנסו דגים. לקח בדגים יין, יצאו דגים ונכנס יין. לקח בעין שמן, יצא יין ונכנס שמן. הכיצד? אחרון אחרון נכנס בשביעית, ופרי עצמו אסור. נענות מריקטוני לקח, לקח, לקח. עלמא דווקא דרך מקח, but not דרך חילול. תנא כבשת רבי יוחנן, אחד שביעית ואחד מעשר שני, מתחללין על בהמה חיה ועוף, בין חיים בין שחוטין סוסס רבי מאיר. וחכמים אומרים, לא, only on שחוטין מתחללין, אבל על חיים אין מתחללין, גזירה שם יגדל מהם עדרים. אמר רוב המחלוקת בזכרין, אבל בנקבות דברי הכל על שחוטין מתחללין, על חיים אין מתחללין, גזירה שם יגדל מהם עדרים.